you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
It's actual NFL news on us.
Really?
Random
Right. We got a new quarterback in Washington, D.C.
In a few places, really, this
with a
will
racist
trickle down.
Redskin name.
It's funny like how this stuff works, because if NFL moves can't officially happen until March 14th.
That's
when their
how it works.
Calendar year opens.
Got
but,
it.
You know, same way as like coaches can't talk about getting new jobs.
Right.
Until, you know, I mean, there's so much that happens behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Though they have all these dates and everything.
Yeah, there's deadlines, but they're working all the time.
Things still happen, yeah. And reportedly there's a deal in place for Kansas City to send Alex Smith, their quarterback, to Washington. This is kind of interesting because Kirk Cousins has been a reasonable quarterback there, but they've had to pay a lot to franchise him. They didn't want to give him a long-term deal, so he looks to be on the out.
Right.
So...
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Yeah.
Well,
you like that?
He's a Michigan State guy, right?
Correct.
So he's probably involved in that.
That's true.
Somehow.
He should be out.
He is complicit.
Yeah, they're finding everybody that went to Michigan State. And
yeah, anybody who went to Michigan State. Yeah,
that's what Irvin Magic wants.
Magic Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, I talked to the other day, and the dude who plays for the Warriors.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Jason Richardson?
No, a brother, man.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah, that wasn't him.
Oh, no.
Another guy plays for the Warriors and went to Michigan State.
Oh. Yeah. Mateen Cleaves?
Yeah, somebody like that. I don't know who it was.
Now, look, there's like terms of this deal for Alex Smith that are out there. Reportedly, it's a 5-year deal, $71 million guarantees. You know, and again, this stuff can't happen until March 14th.
Right, that's right.
What goes on.
Mm-hmm.
The news initially was it was a second round pick and something else. The player to be named later is a cornerback named Kendall Fuller, who was basically finding out about everything just the same way we were.
Really?
Yeah, on the NFL Network.
They don't care. It's like when people's TV programs get canceled. Sometimes they see it on the news.
Yeah. And I guess he posted something on his social media, this Kendall Fuller, which everyone here follows, I'm sure.
Yep.
You know, the Homer Simpson bit where he disappears into the hedge.
Oh, really? He did that?
It's like been an interesting night, he
That's
says.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. So what this does is it gives Washington a quarterback that's not Kirk Cousins. So Kirk Cousins will be on an unrestricted free agent,
Broncos.
Presumably. Broncos are clearing up money, hopefully
Vikings.
Not to get him. The Jets, the Bills, the Browns, the Giants, Vikings, Cardinals, another interesting one potentially, the Jags.
Who, no, they stayed staying with Bortles yesterday.
Well, they don't have to yet, and this may change their mind because they're going to have to pay him $19 million to keep him.
And
Kirk
it.
Cousins would be right around that area as well. I think I don't know, maybe you'd rather have him than the other guy. So, the quarterback position, you know, that's one you need.
Yep.
Stay in Super Bowl history. Some memorable Super Bowls. Cowboys won the first of their three over 4 years in the 90s. Just steamrolled the Bills.
Well, that's right.
Really good team. Right. This day in 1988, Doug Williams was a black quarterback.
Yep. That question was never asked, but I love the term.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How long have you been a black quarterback?
Urban myth.
Yeah. He said about 2 years.
Yeah. Man, I remember that game. That was
about 2 years.
It was a, you know, young Bronco fan, and they got out to a decent lead, and then in the second half, you know, the likes of Timmy Smith and Ricky Irvin's, the two of the greatest players ever.
That's right. You were just a kid, weren't you?
Yeah, that stunk. Yeah. But then in 1999, John Elway's last game, Broncos beat the Falcons. Could have been the Vikings.
Could have been.
Could have been, but was not.
Should have been.
Yeah.
Man. Living that dream, Todd.
Yeah.
Coulda, shoulda. Coulda, woulda.
Most notably.
And Todd's not even a bitter Viking fan. He sees those on the internet there.
Yeah, they're there. Are they doing the Twitter thing? Is anybody, or the Uber thing up there? Did they assemble?
Oh, Jack with Eagle fans?
Yeah, those bitter fans.
I never heard if
they followed up.
That's just stupid. Who's going to go through all that
to
Jack with a guy that might be an Eagle fan? While you're, I mean, just apply for Uber, get the license. go out, right. put the app in, drive around, start making money, then mess with an Eagle fan? What the hell for?
To exact some revenge.
Ooh, I mean, I know it's cold there and all.
Eagle fan that
had nothing to do with
it's
it.
It's a lot to go through. Just yell at them like they yelled at you.
Yeah, just throw full beers at them.
Exactly. Do that.
From your Uber.
Yeah. Exactly.
They poured beer and pissed on a six-year-old.
Well, they were bad. They were bad, but that's an elaborate plan to get back. Ooh. Yeah. Like Eagle fans, ooh, you took me to the wrong place. That hurts.
Now I'm going to have
they're pretty resilient. You know,
yeah.
They're douchebags, but they're resilient.
In order for that plan to work, every Uber driver would have to be in on it. Because Uber driver takes you to the wrong place, well, you just get another Uber driver, and perhaps this guy is legit.
I think they are asking people to sign up to be Uber drivers so they can do this.
Yeah, which is
stupid. How many riders do you, I mean, like, you might have eight people before you get an Eagle fan, though.
Right.
And by the way, if you sign up to be an Uber driver and they find out you're jacking with people, not only you're not going to be an Uber driver anymore, they're going to give you a bad rating where you won't be able to get an Uber.
Well, you didn't really want to be an Uber driver. You just wanted to give Eagle fan a bad time.
But they could give you a bad rating, never pick you up either. They could do all that.
Well, the second time.
Yeah, because God, it was a political thing. I'm sorry, but
right,
there was somebody in the White House some staffer in the White House dropped a bunch of racial bombs in an Uber, and the guy said, "Up, this guy's a 4 or 5, or whatever the lowest one is,
zero,
and he can't get an Uber anymore because he's a racist." Yeah,
fair.
Yeah. So the joke was he works in the White House, but he's not allowed to get an Uber.
Different clearance levels.
Yeah, it is. Apparently, it is. Yeah.
It was just a bad revenge plan.
It's a horrible revenge plan. It sounds like Viking fan.
It'll probably happen to somebody.
Sounds long and convoluted for no reason.
We'll hear a story about it. You know, somebody will do it.
But if you're such a good fan and you're such good people, you don't do that.
Midwestern people. Right. You're right.
Good host. You're not.
I keep hearing that.
Yeah. Right.
The Midwest is all good. The East Coast sucks.
Right. You do not stoop to their level. Because then you just become them.
Well, they are them.
You am them.
People are dicks and good people all across the country in equal amounts.
It's fair. It's fair rational.
Yes.
Yeah. This day in 2000 was an important day in NFL history. Ray Lewis was dressed out in his mink.
And he murdered people.
Yeah, and a fight between him and his companions and another group of people resulted in the stab and deaths of two people, which Lewis paid off the families of because he could.
Paid off, and his clothes had never been found.
And 1 year later, he won a Super Bowl and was the face of the National Football League.
Social media, if it was around then, I barely remember talking about that story because the social media didn't exist.
Yeah. A different world. 10 years later, there's no way that would have worked.
No. Hell, he might have been in jail.
Yeah.
But now he's the face of the league. Got a statue outside of Baltimore.
Now he's on Inside the NFL. And right. Yeah, Jesus. Bill Belichick and his Patriots, that point spread at 4 now. They're favored by 4. So it opened somewhere around 10, 9.5. Maybe it's just kind of steadily ticking down. A lot of that's on big money on the Eagles, obviously. But 4 seems like a fair point spread for this ballgame. And Belichick could tie George Halas and Curly Lambeau. Most Super Bowl wins all time, and Halas and Lambeau, those don't even count as Super Bowls. Those weren't really Super Bowls.
Right.
It's kind of, I mean, he's got 5 already. Chuck Knoll, 4. Bill Walsh, 3. Joe Gibbs, 3.
3.
And Belichick, when asked about it, said, "I'm not sure who Halas or Lambeau are. I'm just worried about the Eagles."
That's why nobody's paying attention this week because that's the interviews you're getting.
Yeah, and, you know,
nobody cares, and they've been there, and nobody cares.
I was thinking more about it too, like how he laughed at that awful joke about what's the person say to the payphone? I want my quarterback, and he like belly laughed at it. It's almost like he's just like laughing at people now, like you nerds,
whatever.
Yeah, the music is back though for Gronk, back in his ears. He's still in the concussion protocol, but he says he looks to be back to normal. He posted something to social media about
do you hear repeated beats in your head? Yes, you're fine then.
Yeah.
Rest of us, we'd be back in protocol. Is there a pounding in your head? Yes, you're fine. You're Gronk.
Yeah, my fist won't stop bumping, man. It's just like, yeah. So he posted something to social media about the weather in Minneapolis, and he hasn't had to do any of the media stuff because if you're in the concussion protocol, you don't do media things.
Oh, you get out of that.
It's part of the protocol. Yeah, yep. But he posted something on social media about the weather in Minneapolis, and clearly Gronk is fine because he said it's freezy here.
That's not a word. Oh, it is, but not in that context.
You live in Boston, Gronk.
You're freezy. Freezy, freezy. It's brutal in Minneapolis this week.
That is a
team from Minneapolis.
That's a word in Gronk vocabulary.
Yeah, it is. So it is.
That counts as a word.
Yeah. Freezy, freezy, freezy.
Who would have thought it'd be freezy, freezy in freezy, Minneapolis freezy. In right. February?
But it actually is even colder than they normally said it would be. Oh, it's brutal up there.
Tom Brady's hand has been under a glove this whole week for all his media obligations. And this is like kind of, it's rubbed me the wrong way because I think of past, I've heard sound bites from him talking about, Under Armour made me the glove. It's got some recovery things in it. It's been really great. So that's why I'm wearing it so much because Under Armour made it for me.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so when Marshawn Lynch wore his Beast Mode hat, the league fined him, media ripped him.
What's the difference?
And here's Tom Brady is doing a live read about the glove Under Armour made for him at the Super Bowl press conference, and no one is saying anything about it.
What's the difference?
But Under Armour is an official NFL partner.
Are they?
Yeah, they make they
still
their
what's
logos are on field on game day.
Everything they're wearing is Nike, though. I don't know how he got away with just saying, they made it for me. This is great. It's got recovery
stuff.
Tom
Brady and Marshawn Lynch is not.
He's selling gloves.
Right.
Magic gloves.
Yeah. Magic gloves. Man, apologize to the Juju Smith-Schuster. Cracks me up, man. He's got some funny stuff on the interwebs, and then ran into a random fan wearing a Tom Brady jersey, a white Tom Brady jersey, and Juju apologized to the Juju Smith-Schuster. Said, sure, yeah, I'll take a picture with you. So they take a picture. Juju puts his arm around this little fan, look like teenager maybe, early 20s potentially. And the fan is like doing the point to Juju on the right of him. Mm-hmm. And Juju Smith-Schuster is also, Juju apologized to the Juju Smith-Schuster, is pointing at the fan as well with his middle finger.
Excellent. Excellent. I love Juju Smith.
It's on Facebook and Twitter right
now. You're right. Excellent.
And Juju like posted the picture as well and just said, like and comment when you see it. Like, I don't care, man.
Good.
I like that guy. The rights for Thursday Night Football have been up for bid here, and a lot of people say the quality of it stinks, and why do they have it? The players hate it. Well, here's why it's not going anywhere. Fox has actually reportedly won the bidding for it, and they've done so by bidding more than what CBS and NBC spent on their package last year, more than $45 million a game.
Yeah, they're falling all over each other, too. To get the rights to the
NFL on a Thursday night.
Hey, listen, the right will tell you it's not coming back.
Yeah.
I've heard that from people.
Yeah. And the streaming rights remain up for sale, so more money off of Thursday nights. And why would anyone want to buy the Thursday night stuff? Well, the Pro Bowl ratings were up from last year at a 5.9, okay?
People love the NFL, man.
5.9.
They love the NFL.
They haven't explored
and Trump
this.
Can try to destroy it all he wants because they didn't make him an owner, but it's going to be around.
Here's some facts about the ratings as far as the NFL is concerned. We've done this before. It's been a while since I've done it. The Pro Bowl, 5.9 rating, 5.9.
Mm-hmm.
World Series average the last 10 years, World Series games, between a 7 to 10. So the Pro Bowl is close to a World Series. The NBA Finals, about the same last 10 years, between a 7 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Cup Finals, between average about a 2 and a 4 forever.
Yeah.
Daytona 500, somewhere around a 5 to 9. Final Four games are about a 10. The Masters between a 5 and a 10, depending on if Tiger's playing for it. The NFL draft gets a 4 to 8, somewhere between a 4 to 8 the last 10 years.
Right.
If it says NFL and you flip it on, it's probably beating some of the other sports programming out there.
And they say politics is not going to kill it because the right still watches it, you know.
And the XFL is not going to kill it.
No,
it won't be as good.
Hell no. This is great. He is flipping that guy off. I love it.
Isn't that hilarious?
I love it. Right on Brady's number. Too,
yeah,
just eat it.
Like,
just
sure,
eat
yeah,
it,
yeah, man. I'll take a picture. Yeah, man.
On check it out, Facebook or Twitter at TNT Radio Empire is your Twitter handle.
Get on
official Facebook page. Juju Smith flipping off a teenager, kind of,
yeah, indirectly
in a Brady shirt. Yeah, why not, man?
Yeah, it's hilarious
in a subtle way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great for the kid, though. I mean,
oh, it's
still
great.
A great
oh, yeah.
picture.
It's, like, it's yeah. a great picture now. It makes it even cooler for that kid.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Today's the last day of January, as Craig pointed out. We missed Supper Sunday for the month. And former Browns starting quarterback Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, had a deadline. Remember, there was conversations about the CFL.
Yeah, I
him
saw
going
that,
to play
yeah.
there. The deadline is today. Him and his agent had put this deadline with the CFL. They worked something out. So that news could break today, or it might. He's been working out with Odell Beckham Jr. Maybe he still thinks he's going to get back in the NFL.
I'll see the guy throwing the ball. to Odell when Odell's on his one knee catching balls. I don't know where
potentially
it's catching balls.
Hey,
great.
Potentially.
Yeah.
When do you report for camp for the CFL?
Fair question.
Tomorrow,
is that
probably
coming up soon.
I think that's on the blog.
Yeah, it's on the blog.
Check out the NHL blog.
Check it out. That's a great question.
The Grey Cup is in November.
It's even a better.
It is.
Move on. The NFL. The NFL rules in this country. The Grey Cup does not.
Does not. No. And that one-handed dude who, as of yesterday when we were here talking mm-hmm. about him, had not been invited to the NFL Combine, now has been.
He's proud to be a holder. He should be a holder.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
No, you just hold it with your wrist, man.
I think they like to play to people's strengths in the league.
And then he kicks it and he stamps and he screams, ah, you kicked my hand off. Freak everybody out.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't hurt as much as getting your
hand kicked.
Yeah, getting your fingers kicked.
Well, I see those, that would hurt those like hell. Experts oh don't usually kick fingers. That's a kid thing.
You know what happens from time to time.
Yeah. But I think you should be a holder.
Some NFL holder. This season, had his fingers kicked.
Yeah, you never see it, though, man. Those guys are pretty good.
That'd have to be a weird circumstance guy, for it to happen.
Yeah, usually if the guy pauses at all, that kicker slows down because he knows he's not going
to
get
it. Yeah, well,
off.
There has to be some combination of a, you know, it's a bad snap.
Right.
All right. Bad weather, maybe.
Kicked his wrist right off.
That's what happened to him?
Right. That's it.
Oh, my god.
That's originally
gosh.
What happened.
He got his hand kicked off.
Kicked off years ago.
Oh, my god.
So you got to keep him away from the snapper. He's got PTSD when he watches
kickers and snappers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, he can't watch an extra point.
Right.
Oh, man. Here, I thought it was some awful decision he had to make as a child because of pain and the way he's going to have to live the rest of his life.
No, it was just a smokescreen.
Hmm.
It was a kicking incident. Kicked his hand right off.
Right off.
Yeah. Oh, that was not a birth defect? That happened later in life?
Yeah, it was some degenerative thing that was causing massive pain.
That.
So
it was a birth defect.
If you believe that.
They didn't lop it off until he was like five.
Yeah. Don't do a lot of NBA news or any, and also don't do any NBA stats at all.
No.
Did notice, though, that James Harden did something I've never seen of, so I'll read his stat.
He messed, been done, right?
Messed around last night. He scored 60 points, which is impressive in its own right, and he piled that in with 11 assists and 10 rebounds. First player in NBA history to score 60 points while having a triple-double.
Yeah, because you're usually not passing the ball away when you're scoring 60.
Craig actually brought that up early in the show.
3 hours
ago.
Yeah. That's how unusual that stat is.
Good.
Yeah. I thought he was a guy doing carpool karaoke. I'm thinking.
It's not the same guy?
That guy had a triple-double. He's a fat little British guy. How'd he score 60?
He had 10 turnovers.
I know I was listening for it. It was 3 hours ago. Give me a break.
Craig likes to point out, what Arizona State guys in the NBA do.
Is that where Harden went?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing I didn't know, man.
He's probably the last good player they've had.
Forgot I saw him playing
player.
College.
He's a great player, man.
Yeah. But, ASU is not exactly a...
They're in the top 20, man.
Any kind of sports factor.
They are.
Top 20.
For that matter.
Yeah. It's because of Herm.
Herm.
It's because of Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards.
I think they dropped out of the top 20.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team.
They might be
21. That's not Herm's fault.
22.
They're still pretty good in basketball.
Yeah, don't blame Herm. Yeah, but if you're 20th, you shouldn't win the national championship.
No,
don't deserve that.
I commented on somebody's Facebook post last night, and they said, if the dance started today, will our team be dancing?
I saw.
And it was the team I was talking about, and I wrote, the dance doesn't start today.
Yeah.
No.
If your aunt has balls, she'd be your uncle. That's what I was going to say.
Therefore.
Stop it. That's what you do it as a joke on this show.
The playoffs
started today. You do it. The playoffs started today. Yeah. And you'll do that September 2nd.
For the NFL.
Exactly. It's a joke. This was a serious. Hey, if the dance, there was like 40 comments on there. I said, oh, you guys are idiots. So I said, it doesn't start today.
Bracketology drives me crazy.
Yeah. If it starts today.
Bracketology.
February is tomorrow.
Bubble teams. There's bubble teams in January, apparently.
Idiots.
Yeah, you got a month of play left, plus your conference tournament, and you're already a bubble team?
Idiots.
Yeah, you don't have to really worry about it now.
No, you do. Because you do.
You don't actually have to worry about it at all.
You do. There's a frost warning with the basketball team.
This is one of those situations that is totally out of your control.
I'm in.
You got
to
comment.
As you'd like to think.
You got to comment.
What you say, what you do matters. It doesn't.
Oh. Committee of people who pick teams, and they don't care who's on the bubble. And
nope.
Yeah.
It's January 31st.
68-team tournament, and that's probably too many anyways.
And they don't consult fans either. They don't call them random fans.
No, they don't.
No, our second...
Which one of these bubble teams should I put in?
Someday they'll probably do that. The fan vote bubble team is 63 days until Masters
Week.
Don't even suggest that. Yeah, it'll happen. We're going to expand the field to 75, and 9 teams will be picked by the fans.
Yeah, hashtag fan vote.
Shit. Where's Florentino? We need them. There's no need for a hashtag there. No need for a hashtag.
I don't even really know how to use
just
those.
Just say it. Nobody does. They're stupid.
I use it in text when I'm describing a number.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. It's flight number 344. 63 days. 63 days until Masters Week. 63 days. And they've got a new commercial out on ESPN. I don't know if you saw it, but it just talks about, you know, the history of the rookies there. It's a short commercial, but extremely young Tiger Woods, very, very young Phil Mickelson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bubba Watson, yeah. Sergio. It's just kind of fun.
They're young guys, yeah. That tournament this weekend is at one in Phoenix, right? Todd will be there for that.
Yeah, the stadium course, if you will.
I keep forgetting you're going to Phoenix this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting, too.
For that?
Mm-hmm.
No. Not going to check it out?
No.
I know you have.
It's Mom Memorial Service.
Yeah.
Oh, that's this weekend.
Yeah. I'm eulogizing Mom. And
at the 16th green there?
That would Puss be was great. About to say last night. Puss was about to say last
that
night.
That would be excellent.
No, I thought it. I wasn't going to say
it. I'm sure I'll have no problem talking the whole group into, hey,
let's go down. Let's go drink on the golf course. Especially your sister.
Let's put some funny hats on that have beer cans on each side and straws to our mouths.
And let's get high.
Let's all go to the 16th hole at TPC Scottsdale.
And get drunk and get high.
Yeah, I'm in.
In honor of Mom.
Right. If you want.
I'll do it for your mom.
If you watch that tournament, on the 16th hole, there's a bunch of Viking fans, guys in Viking jerseys every year.
Every year, huh?
Well, that's their uniform. They come down from Minneapolis. I would, too.
Right.
Yeah.
It's 4 degrees below your balls in
Minneapolis. That's really low.
That is low.
And plus, this year, you can make a whole bunch of money by renting your place out on Airbnb.
That's right.
Why not leave?
Yeah, you could. But according to my son, and this is coming from my son now.
Of course they're a bunch of drunks. That's what that party is about, though. I think that party would be great to go to.
It is douchebag central.
Yeah, I've been to plenty of those places.
And keep in mind, that's coming from my son.
Yeah, he's older than the douchebags now.
Most places,
you know,
though.
He is. He's not 22 anymore, your son. So he looks back. He's at that age. We're looking at guys that age. They are douchebags. Yeah, and he was one, too.
Most places where there's a lot of people, it is douchebag
central. Yeah, it is
central.
Douchebag central.
It just kind of is.
I think that. Course, I think it'd be fun to watch.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, sometimes and even would, at the I gas would, yeah. station right. when it's crowded, right. it's douchebag central. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's more than 10 people,
mm-hmm.
pretty good odds.
If there's more than 10 people in any public space, it's douchebag central.
Potentially douchebag central.
Yeah, that's true. You're exactly right there.
LPGA, Orgy Porgy, Suzanne Pedersen.
Oh, she's an orgy?
She's an orgy porgy, right. I believe so.
No, I think she's Canadian, isn't she?
Who cares?
Either way, right. She's not American, but she golfs with Trump a lot. She's been golfing with him for years, and she tells a Norwegian newspaper she's gotten to know Trump so well that
and we need to get more refugees from Norwegian.
Norwegia.
Yes. They got to be white. Yeah. That's the key to that.
They don't want to come here.
Yeah.
They don't.
She says she's gotten so close to President Trump that she doesn't take everything that he says literally.
It's easy to say. Well, you just
let me get to the payoff here.
This is the payoff somehow.
Yeah, let me get to the payoff.
The payoff is how bad he cheats.
This Norwegian newspaper, you know, she continues to tell, you know, like, gosh, he's golf crazed. It's all he wants to think about. So the paper asks, how is he on the golf course? Quote Suzanne Pedersen, he cheats like hell. And they say if you cheat at golfing, you cheat at business. He says he's the world's best putter. I don't think he's ever come close to breaking 80.
And he cheats on his wife.
Calls me to tell me he just shot 69. Says, blah, blah,
now,
blah,
he know,
blah,
everybody
blah.
Knows he cheats. Yeah. They all know he's a cheating on the
everybody
golf
who golfs cheats.
Yeah. Sure, I know.
He just brags about it.
But he also bets on it, too, I'm sure.
Yes.
You know.
Now, she says it was taken out of context, but if you go read these quotes are too long to be taken out of context,
right.
And the paper has not changed the story.
All right.
And she is an orgy borgy.
Orgy borgy.
Norwegian.
Norwegian, yeah.
Todd Glass, next break. So everybody, Craig Peters and Nick Allen going to be here. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.